Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up, 7 common mistakes that creators make when using Stable Diffusion for their AI-generated thumbnails. Absolutely, I'm really excited about this. I mean, I see so many creators struggling with their thumbnails, and it can really affect their click-through rates. Exactly. So first off, let's break down what Stable Diffusion actually is. It's an AI image generator that can create visuals based on your text prompts, but it's not magic. Right, it's not just about throwing in a random prompt and hoping for the best, huh? Not at all. Think of it like trying to tune a radio. You need to get the signal just right to see a clear picture. If your prompt is too generic, like just typing scary gaming face, you might end up with something that looks like stock art. Oh, wow, I never thought about that. So what's the impact of using those generic prompts? Great question. Using vague prompts can lead to about a 67% lower engagement rate. You need to be specific. Instead, focus on things like high contrast and emotive expressions that actually draw attention on smaller screens. That makes so much sense. So it's really about prompting for the click. Exactly. And then there's the negative prompt that many people overlook. Most focus solely on what they want to see, but neglecting what they don't want can lead to weird artifacts in the image. Wait, are you saying if you leave that negative prompt empty, the AI is just guessing? Yes, and that can lead to things like blurry text or extra limbs in your thumbnails. I recommend building a list of universal negatives, things like poorly drawn or bad anatomy, and saving that for every session. That's smart. And what's this CFG scale thing you mentioned? Ah, the CFG scale or classifier. Free. Guidance is a slider that tells the AI how closely to follow your prompt. A lot of beginners crank it way up, thinking it'll yield better results, but that can actually oversaturate the colors and ruin the image. So keeping it between 5 and 8 is the sweet spot for better colors and lighting, huh? Exactly. Most modern samplers don't need that many steps. Going too high can just add noise rather than clarity. Got it. Now, what about the issue of mobile optimization? I've heard that's a big one, too. Yalis, it's huge. Mobile devices account for around 70% of YouTube watch time. If you've got a stunning thumbnail on your 4K monitor, but it's tiny on a phone, it won't do you any good. Yikes. So how can you make sure it looks good on mobile? I always run my final images through an AI upscaler to enhance the resolution. This helps keep the edges crisp when the image is resized. And be cautious with busy details. They can create visual noise on smaller screens. Oh, that's super helpful. And what about adding text? Is that a mistake too? Absolutely. Even though newer models have improved text capabilities, they're still hit or miss. It's usually better to generate the image without text and add it later in an editor like Photoshop or Canva. That's a solid tip. So, to sum it up, we need to be specific with our prompts, use negative prompts, manage the CFG scale, optimize for mobile, and add text later. Exactly. If you can avoid these pitfalls, fix your aspect ratio, watch your sampling steps, and improve for mobile, you'll definitely see that click-through rate go up. This has been so insightful. What are your final thoughts for our listeners, Alex? Just remember, it's all about knowing how to adjust those settings to get the best results. You don't need the most powerful GPU. It's about mastering the process. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.